Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. Wow, lots to get to in the news today on this Ash Wednesday. So I sit down, and this is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. I'm sitting down checking my emails and things like that. And you know how sometimes you get a ton of emails, and you never really, you kind of skim them. Well, I was skimming my emails this morning, and I run across this one, and it's from a teacher in Minnesota, not going to use their name or anything like that, but this is the email. I just want to see how this grabs you. It's right out of the gate this morning. This is what I read. First email of the morning. This teacher says, quote me if you want, just please don't, you know, use my name and that sort of thing. But this person is a Minnesota teacher fed up with the liberal agenda, she says. And I'm quoting, another example for the need for food stamp reform. One of my 18-year-old pregnant students bounded into class yesterday on a sugar/caffeine high and proudly announced that the Red Bull, the giant bag of Skittles, the king-size Reese's peanut butter cups, and the bag of hot Cheetos were her first purchase on her new EBT card. Oh, and she just got into public housing also. If liberals want to do some good in society, they should contact their senators to lobby for reform so junk food cannot be purchased on EBT cards. When I pointed out to her that someone else pays for that, she shrugged and said, well, I don't have to. This is an 18-year-old that's pregnant and on government assistance. A great start to life there. And when the teacher pointed out that it was her taxpayer dollars that helped to fund it, the kid says, thanks for the Red Bull, with a smile. And the teacher is thinking, wow, I can barely pay my bills. This is yet another reason why I am conservative. Liberals are teaching and encouraging a generation to be dependent on people and government without any worry about what it does to said people. They have no desire to get off of food stamp, housing, money, monetary support, because they don't have to. They don't need to. And I thought that was profound. And if you're listening, I grew up with that. I mean, seriously, every other person, female, in where I grew up, was on some sort of government assistance, some sort of a social worker stopped by at least once a month. The kids, you know, were basically a security for a monthly check, that sort of thing. It's one of the reasons why I'm conservative. I would probably argue it's the biggest reason that I'm conservative is because of where I grew up and seeing what I see. And it sounds like in Minnesota, wow, at least from this teacher's perspective, that's not isolated to the southern states. 18-year-old, that is just nuts. Pregnant and already, you know, life on the government dole. This kid thinks it's great. Awesome. Bag of hot Cheetos. Wow. Just wanted to share with you, that was my first email of the morning. I opened that thing up and I'm like, oh, okay. And there you go. Wow. That is nuts. And here in North Dakota, just a couple of stories that kind of piqued my interest. But this one, and only because this doesn't happen very often here in North Dakota. Think about that. Think about this. In Bismarck, about 12 hours ago, a suspect was shot at about 5:15 yesterday during a struggle with a Bismarck police officer after a traffic stop at the intersection of 16th Street and Thayer Avenue. And that's according to the Bismarck Police Department. They're saying that, and this is the press release, when the driver stepped out of his stopped vehicle, he was reported to begin scuffling with the officer. After the two ended up on the ground, the officer said he realized the suspect had removed his gun from its holster. And as the suspect and the officer fought for the firearm, it discharged, striking the suspect in the thigh. So the suspect was wounded as a result from this altercation. Once the police officer regained control of his firearm, he took the suspect into custody, and that's how that all shook out. But the only thing that I, the only reason why I even bring this up is because this is North Dakota, man. This doesn't happen very often, and this, except for the, you know, the suspect dying, and that it has a lot of Michael Brown connotation, and I don't know what color the officer was or the suspect, not that that matters at all. You fight with a police officer for his gun, that's a losing battle, man. Don't do it. But we'll bring you updates on this story as it unfolds. But I just thought that that was really interesting. Here in, you know, North Dakota, that's just really, really odd. Couple of stories I want to talk about today. Obviously, on the other side of this break, we have Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to try to get Ellen Ratner out there in the Sudan and talk to her a little bit about what's going on over there where she is. But one of the big debates that I've been having, well, two. The first is, have you heard about the train derailment in West Virginia? Now, on my social media, got into a big argument with a couple of, I don't know if they're liberals or not or whatever, but it's obvious that they hate oil. That was the connecting thread, with all of the guys and gals that were on there. So, some of them. And they were just lambasting, North Dakota. You know, because this oil train derailed, it derailed, and then exploded. And I brought up the fact because, you know, they're all wee-weed up about this. And I'm like, it's not a great thing. You know, I'm not saying, you know, great, it exploded and all of that stuff. But I asked, did they hear about the ethanol train that derailed and exploded in Iowa about a week ago? Nobody had. And did they even care? Not to mention, also I brought up the fact that, you know, I don't think it's so much a problem with the oil exploding. I mean, it is kind of gas, you know. It's flammable. That's why we're pulling it out of the ground, because it's flammable, you know. I think the bigger question was, why are all these trains derailing? What's up with the rail system? Or is that too close to Warren Buffett for us to even touch? I mean, what is going on there? And then come to find out that, you know, because in this thread, before the next portion of this I'm going to mention, in this thread, it was countless that, you know, the rail cars are substandard and this and that. Well, it was these trains, this train was carrying, the oil was in these new rail cars that are up to standard. So now, what is your excuse? I kind of want to get your feedback on that. Do you think that we kind of demonize oil, and we're kind of missing all these other crucial factors here? And what do we do about that? I mean, did you hear about the ethanol train of derailing and exploding? How many of you guys and gals out there heard about that? But if an oil train derails, all we hear about is oil. Not that the track, not that there's uptick in incidents where trains are just, falling off the track for some reason. We don't even talk about that. We talk about the oil and the fact that it exploded. Well, had it stayed on the track, it would not have exploded. And I think that's just plain common sense, man. But that's one topic I want to tackle on the other side of the Blanquita and Ellen segment. Another article that I saw that was interesting is, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that sexual orientation and discrimination bill. Now, that thing only passed. It was only approved by 2 votes. And if 2 Republicans had voted the way their constituents wanted them to, we wouldn't be looking at this bill. We'll talk about this and more on the other side of this break. Be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back, and I think that we have Ellen Ratner from way out in the Sudan. Are you in South Sudan, Ellen, this morning?
I am in South Sudan.
Oh, man.
So, nice and warm here. I'm very happy here.
Yeah, we need a little bit of that. We got some polar vortex or something going on over here in North Dakota. Blankita, are you...
104 degrees during the day here.
It's what?
Well, I'm here too, but I'm just glad that you get a chance to get to Miss Ellen, so you focus on her first.
Oh, absolutely. So 104 degrees, you're out there. Tell the folks why you're out there first. In the South.
We've had a project called Goats for the Old Goats. It's part of the GEM Foundation, which we also started, called Goats Education, Medicine, Sustainability. You can get on our website. You can buy a goat. You can buy a crystal heart. You can donate, buy a wheelchair for polio people. It has all of our projects when you list under projects, and so you'll find out what we're doing here. But part of what I'm going to do tomorrow is the violent psychiatric patients. They don't have a psych hospital for them, so they're in the jail, unfortunately, even though they're patients, not committed any crime. And myself and the local shrink, there's only two in the country, are going to go see the patients tomorrow. So I used to run psychiatric day treatment centers, and as I said to them, you could medicate them, and I'll find something for them to do with their day.
Ah.
Well, that's great.
Is there any talk about, like, building a facility over there, or are there any organizations that are...
Well, they need money, and this is a country that's had so much strife and war and now possibility of famine that they just don't have the money to do anything. So, you know, one of the things that Blankita and I want to do is come on out to Fargo sometime and do something at the Fargo Theater and one of our back and forth, maybe with you moderating, and raise some money that way.
I think it's brilliant. I love it.
We'd love to do it. And Ellen, you know, also you
and have been keeping up with the USA News.
Sorry, Ellen, we had a little overlap there. Say again.
Blankita.
I said that Ellen has beautiful crosses that are handmade by a lot of the victims of genocide too that come from South Sudan that your folks might be interested
in. And we are polio people.
Okay, and where do you go to see those crosses?
Goats for the old goat.com, and then you look under shop. You can also look under our project.
Oh, okay. And see, I'm on the site now, goats for the old goat.com, and I see the hearts, the crystal hearts, and that sort of thing. And it explains how it works, why the goats, that whole thing. Let me see. I'm going to go down to the shop. And the store, yeah. And if anyone wants to aid Ellen, I mean, we always hear about people that want to do good or you know, people need to do this, that, and the other thing. Ellen is actually in the South Sudan, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that is no small thing.
You can be, too. You should read the little section on travel with us, too, because you could come, too.
Oh, I'm reading that now. Yeah, travel ready for the South Sudan. I don't know. You guys are out there, you're sleeping in tents or houses made out of concrete block and hot. I mean, Ellen, seriously, I don't do this often, but I admire what you're doing, and my hat is off. This is not an easy thing, and you obviously have a passion for helping those folks out there. And, yeah, we need to see
what
we can do.
Well, you know, I like it here, and Blankita's son loves it here, right, Blankita? He's been here with us for
years. Oh, yeah. He's been there a lot of times with Ellen, taking incredible photographs. And I have to say that I can't, you know, I don't know a lot of people firsthand that are really, I consider, honest to God, heroes. Ellen is one. She's a heroine. I think that anyone that goes out there and makes a difference in South Sudan, it's preventing these people from dying, from helping them to become educated. I mean, look what Ellen's done by taking young people from there and helping them to become doctors to go back and save their country. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal, I have to say.
Most people don't realize, and we can go on to argue about politics, but most people don't realize that South Sudan is a Christian country. It was 4.5 million people between the two laws when the North wanted to impose Sharia law. Two wars, when the North wanted to impose Sharia law. It's the largest genocide since the end of World War II. And it's really because people were expressing their faith.
That is,
we know how important that is. And the reason I mention the crosses is because of that, Ellen. And also, I want people to understand, they're very humble, okay? They're not gaudy. They're not, you know, really beautifully, you know, carved. They're very humble. But from that humble face comes strength and courage.
Ellen, and I got to ask this, how safe do you feel over there? I read the stories about... Go ahead.
In Juba, you know, it's you have to be careful everywhere you go, obviously, particularly at night. So we don't really go out at night. But and right now, I'm not going up to the north because there's a little unrest there. So I'll wait till I'm coming back to the United States for 3 weeks, and then when I come back here, I'll probably go up north. But you know, it's like anywhere else, you have to be careful where you go at certain times. That's all.
Ellen's just brave. She's understated, but you know, she's very brave, and she's out there making a difference. So honestly, I want everyone to keep their prayers and to include Ellen and you know, Dr. Scholl.
I do want to say this. I'm going to throw you guys a bone. And everybody knows I voted for President Obama twice. Everybody knows what I thought of President Bush 43 when he was in the White House. He is revered in Africa for the work he has done, both as president and post-presidency. And there are more streets in this continent named after President Bush than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, people wow.
Believe in what he did because of his PEPFAR program, because of what the Bush Foundation has done. He honestly has single-handedly saved 2 or 3 million people as president and post-president in South Sudan and the rest of Africa.
Wow. And I was having a conversation the other day, and I'm not going to get too far in the weeds, but we were talking about sort of that, how President Obama, first African-American president, and what he has actually done for Africa, you know, and it kind of,
right.
I mean, it got to be a pretty heated discussion. I'm not going to get into the weeds about it, but yeah, that is an interesting factoid, Ellen, and hat tip to President Bush, I guess. Anything else you want to add?
And better than, you know, and I'm a friend. I consider myself friendly to the Clintons, but I got to tell you, it's President Bush 43 that has made the difference in this continent.
Wow.
And everybody knows it.
Well, my hat's off to all the volunteers over there, all of the folks over there in the medical profession. Do you guys have, like, Doctors Without Borders in the town that you're in?
Doctors Without Borders does function here, and St. George's Medical School, of which the president of the University of North Dakota teaches there sometimes. And they've been very active and involved. So there's a few places that have been active and involved. Doctors Without Borders, definitely.
We definitely need to highlight, you know, efforts like yours and what's going on over there in the South Sudan. I think we need a lot more light shed on that continent and that particular area. Thanks, Ellen, for all that you do.
Put a link to those for the old code on your site.
Will do. Will do. Thanks, Mankita. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. My pillow. Guaranteed.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold
gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the freeze-dry guys no bet casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Wow. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, we don't agree on much, Ellen Radner and I, but what she is doing over there, and not just her, there are tons of folks over there that are doing, in my opinion, God's work. What she's doing over there for those Christians, I mean, it gives me goosebumps. I have to get over there on one of these trips, and it's something I have to do. It's not like a bucket list thing. It's something that, you know, it has to happen. My hat's off to her. It's not, you know, the Ritz Carlton when you go over there. I mean, the people are dying. People are losing their lives over there. It is a hostile environment. But she's over there because she believes in this. And you heard, you know, we don't often talk about it. President Bush, he tons of aid to Africa. And I'm serious about this. I was having this conversation last night about, you know, President Obama and what he's actually doing for, I mean, you sit and you think about, besides what's going on in the South Sudan, you think about those 2,000 folks that died, you know, from ISIS, those Muslim extremists, and where is our president, you know, the first African-American president, roots over there. I mean, he actually has roots in Africa. I mean, he's not like a, you know, I mean, it's nuts, one generation removed. And what does he do? You know, you see that suffering, you see that type of barbarism, just atrocious genocide, and you just kind of go and play golf or, you know. another point, a side note, his and Michelle's separate little weekend they spent for, you know, Valentine's, $2 million. $2 million. So that's just a little side note. I don't get it, but my hat is off, and I don't care that she's liberal or whatever else she is. My hat's off to Ellen Radner for helping those Christian folks out, and they are dealing with some trying times. We think we have trying times in our lives. Try living over there, man. I mean, my goodness, really helps you put things in perspective. So, before we went to Ellen and Blanquita, we were talking about the rail car safety. So, and we had a caller call in, leave a voicemail. So let's run that.
Has anybody ever heard of rail cars blowing up with oil? Rail cars. Has anybody ever heard of pipelines? Pipelines. The national media says nothing in the world about pipelines. PIP pipelines.
I love it that he spelled it out. You kind of left out the E, though. PIP pipelines. But, yeah, I agree, man. I mean, we're talking about, you know, rail cars tipping over, blowing up, even the ethanol. I mean, pipelines would the Keystone pipeline would, you know, alleviate some of the stress that we're putting on the rail system. Someone should send a note to President Obama or something, you know, because obviously he's not getting the message. I mean, wow, it's just nuts. It's nuts. And to my friends that just want to beat up on the Bakken, beat up on North Dakotans, do we, you know, if a car is made in, I don't know, Detroit, and it gets into an accident here in Fargo, do we blame Detroit? No, man. Come on. I mean, good gravy. It blows me away. And when I first heard this story, you know, about the West Virginia train, I'm like, so wait a minute. Were there a bunch of North Dakotans tipping over the train over there? You know, a bunch of North Dakotans went to West Virginia and started, you know, train tipping or something, and I just missed it. How are we at fault for a train derailing in West Virginia, man? How does that work? You know? And then it comes right that they were, you know, using the newfangled rail cars that are supposed to tamp down on this sort of thing, you know, because everybody was all wee-weeded up that the rail cars were substandard and that sort of thing. So we remedied that, and still, if the car doesn't stay on the track, then that's a problem. And it is kind of gas, you know, or petroleum, crude oil. So it is kind of flammable, man. I mean, that's what oil is. So, you know, you can't beat up on North Dakota because of that. If anything, put Warren Buffett under some scrutiny. Put the rail system under some scrutiny instead of, you know, North Dakota is to blame, and the legislators and the leaders in North Dakota, you know, they should be held accountable. How, man? And I'm going to be done with that unless you want to discuss it further. I just think common sense says, you know, you check the rails, you build a pipeline, and move forward without demonizing oil all of the time. We're getting tired of hearing it, man. Period. Anyway, the other story that I did not get to mention, or I might have mentioned it, but I definitely want to delve. 25-22, Chamber approves Senate Bill 2279, and it now goes to the House of Representatives for consideration. Now, think about that. 25-22. That's two votes. Two votes. And you know how many Republicans voted for this thing? I thought I had them all tallied up, but I think it was four. Now, let me look here. Yeah, Tim Flackel, our good friend. I mean, and that guy's on the wrong side of a lot of stuff. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, someone needs to sit him down and have a talk with him. Judy Lee, no surprise there. No surprise there. Judy Lee is probably the most liberal Republican I have ever met. So, there you go. She voted for this thing. Let me see. Ronald Sorvag from Fargo. So that's three. Nope. David out in Devil's Lake also. So, yeah, I was right. Four voted for this. Now, if two, and I at one time thought that Tim Flackel was a pretty conservative dude, but if he and maybe Dave or he and Ron, I have no misconceptions that Judy Lee would vote for anything remotely conservative, so I'm not even going to put her name into that whole mix. But to the good folks in West Fargo, you need to do something, man. You got to do something about Judy Lee. What is up with that? You can't find any Republicans, any conservatives out there in West Fargo. I know tons. We need to do something. But I don't even put her in that. If Tim Flackel, if Flackel and Dave from Devil's Lake had voted the right way, we wouldn't be looking at this thing. or Tim Flackle, and let me see, Ronald Sorvik from Fargo had voted the right way. And we, and when I say the right way, I'm talking about this. We, anytime you take these little special interest groups and you carve out little special, you know, we used to call them, what is it called? Privilege card, special privilege cards, that sort of thing. What was that? I sounded like Larry for a second there. What's going on there? But if we, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this. Whenever you carve out these special little exemptions, that means you isolate other folks. And someone made a really good point, and I think it was my, I think it was James Kerrigan on Say Anything blog. He made a really, really good point about, you know, instead of doing these special little carve-outs or whatever, why don't we just, you know, instead of the protected class, why don't we just, if you are kicked out of your apartment for no reason, or you're not hired for some just arbitrary reason, why don't we tackle that instead of the perceived discrimination? I mean, and he's got a post on Say Anything blog, James Kerrigan. It is his assessment of Senate Bill 2279. He says it invites North Dakotans into the world of crazy lawsuits that we have seen in other states and that have tried to legislate thought as well as action. It would weaken the state's current anti-discrimination laws by adding actual or perceived. Think about that. Actual or perceived. So I could go, Scott Henning could fire me, and I could say, you know what? He didn't really say anything that was racist or bigoted or anything like that. But, you know, it's the way I perceive it to be, so I'm going to sue you. And I got a leg to stand on now because we got a law. It is crazy to me. I'm going to finish. Sorry. It would weaken the state's current anti-discrimination laws by adding actual or perceived identity to the list of protected classes. Wow. This would allow you to file legal complaints when you feel you've been discriminated against for being something that you actually are not. Yeah, that's exactly what it's perceived. Perceived man. So there's a protected class for whatever you feel you're being discriminated about. You know? I don't know. I got an Oregon hat on. If Scott doesn't like Oregon and he gives me the boot and I'm like, wait a minute. He doesn't like Oregonians? I got a leg to stand. Perceived? Really? And we got Republicans voting for something like this? That is nuts, man. And I would highly encourage you, because I only read a very short snippet, but I would highly encourage you, if you haven't already, go to Say Anything blog. James Kerrigan, his post on Senate Bill 2279, and just check it out. Makes tons of sense. I don't understand why some of our elected representatives there obviously don't have the common sense God gave a cockroach, but that's beside the point. And I'm going to back it up a little bit and go with a voicemail about Tim Flackle. Let's go. Let's roll that.
Leon, my state senator Tim Flackle is nothing but Dean Brashanti's stooge in the North Dakota Senate.
Tim Flackle is a stooge, anyway. There you go. We'll be right back with some more of your phone calls and more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
what we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nesaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nesaconsulting.com. That's nesaconsulting.com. nesaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this last segment of the Common Sense Club. So, we've covered a couple of issues this morning. Over there in Minnesota, you got a teacher that's a hot under the collar. Their 18-year-old student comes in with a bag of hot Cheetos and all kinds of junk food and says, thank you, I guess you would say taxpayers for the assist. And she's on government housing and all of that stuff, buying her. To me, that's just nuts. First of all, she's 18-year-old, pregnant, on housing and food stamps. That is just a bad, bad start in life, man. I'm sorry. And I know there are folks out there that are struggling and may need a little hand. And that, but from my background, where I come from, you start out life that way, it is a circle, man. Vicious, ugly circle. You got to get out of that mindset. That is just nuts to me. I hope this kid, you know, can get some actual help. I'm not talking about the liberal coddling help. You know, we'll give you somebody else's money, just kind of subsidize you, and you know that sort of thing from cradle to grave. I'm hoping that some good conservative teacher or counselor sits her down and shows her the potential that she has in herself. I wish she doesn't have to depend on, you know, the government stealing from other folks to keep her comfortable and stocked with hot Cheetos. That's what I hope. And I hope if this teacher is listening, I know it's hard. I know because I struggle with this. I know it's hard to see that kind of thing and not be disgusted, you know, and you kind of harbor some animus towards her, but embrace her. I think you might be a Christian, but embrace her in that Christian love and sit her down and try to show her a better way. I mean, she is misguided. I don't really blame her for her 18 years on this planet. People have been coddling her. You got Democrats and Republicans now running around doling out other folks' money like it's candy. And now you can buy candy, apparently, with other folks' money. So, you know, she's doing what comes natural. I don't know what her family situation is and all that stuff. But I would definitely encourage you to sit this kid down and say, hey, you have potential. You can do X, Y, and Z. What are you good at? What do you see? Where do you see a life in, you know, 10, 15 years? Because the government is not going to subsidize innovation. It ain't going to subsidize you, you know, growing your potential. If anything, it cuts that in 3/4. I mean, you might have there's no upward mobility, in other words, on the government dole. And I'm going to be done with that. So there you go. We also one story I did not get to that I really wanted to is this. I heard that the city of Fargo is thinking about passing a law that says you can't park your own toys on your own front lawn, man. And when I heard that, I thought, well, wait a minute. That can't be right. But, yeah, and I printed it off. I don't see it around here right now, but definitely want to talk about that. Oh, here it is. City of Fargo looking to expand the current law regarding where you can park your summer and winter machines when you're not using them. And if you happen to store those on a trailer in your front yard, you may be breaking the law soon here in Fargo. And I just had to shake my head. What's happening to North Dakota, man? I thought we were pretty conservative. But then you get stuff like this. So my house, my yard, I'm breaking the law. They say that your trailer or your toy or whatever can be towed from your private property, man. What is going on? So my property, my home, my toy that I paid for, I don't know if it's going to be police officers driving around and they see that sort of thing. They'll be able to come onto your property, remove your property because it's parked on your property. Anybody else see a problem with that? And if you do, leave me a message at 855-217-76, extension 2, extension 1. Or discuss this with Scott and Todd, you know, in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. You know, just call in and say, yeah, I heard that Fargo is trying to expand the current law anyway regarding where you can park your summer and winter machines when you're not using them. Yeah, and your property under this ordinance, they'll be able to tow your property away from your property. Not that you parked it on the city street or not that you're parking it on somebody else's property, your own property, man. and discuss that. See what Scott thinks about that. Ask him, you know, hey, how do you feel about that, Scott? You know, you live in Fargo. You got your snowmobile or your, I don't know, your ATV or something like that, and it's parked on a trailer. Or it sounds like even if you can't park, even if you don't park it on a trailer, if you just park it on your front lawn, you know, somebody could take umbrage at that, and the city can come and tow it away. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. So let's discuss that on social media or with Scott and Todd. Or call in, leave me a message, 855-217-76, extension 1, and just let it rip. What is going on? Are you kidding me anyway? Scott and Todd, right after this break.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and gives huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.